come to a comfortable seated position, making certain that you're supported in a way that you can sit comfortably for several minutes. And once you feel situated, close your eyes. Now, imagine that you're standing at the very beginning of a very, very long road. You're up on a hill, so you can see the length of the road. You can see it way off into the horizon. And as you look along this length of road, you can also see that there's different terrain and different things that you'll be passing through as you walk along the road. Along the road, there's woods, small villages, large towns, so many different things that you'll be passing through. And it all looks interesting. You feel light, curious, and motivated, and you begin to walk. And as you walk, again, you're curious and looking to the left, to the right, enjoying the scenery as you go. But you also notice along the side of the road that there are bags that have been left, different kinds of bags. And some are suitcases, briefcases, some are backpacks and duffels. And as you walk, you begin to pick them up. You stop and you think, well, this bag has been left here on the side of my road, so certainly it must have been left for me. And without much thought, you pick up these bags as you walk along, slinging them over your shoulders and carrying them. And of course, the longer you walk, the more bags you pick up, and the heavier you begin to feel. The more weight that you're carrying in your hands and over your shoulders and on your back, the heavier you feel in each step weighs deeper onto the road as you walk. And you begin to feel a fatigue. And as you become heavier and more tired, you feel the loss of some of the enthusiasm that you felt at the beginning of your journey. And you begin to think, I need to stop and rest a while. And just as the urge to set down your bags and sit down and rest becomes so strong, you look down the road and you see something very curious in the not so far distance. Right there in the center of the road is a big burning ring of fire. And now you know that in order to continue on this path, you're going to need to go right through that ring of fire. And this makes you even more tired. But you also know that in order to experience whatever is beyond the ring, whatever's on the other side, and you sense there's something good, you're going to need to walk through that ring of fire. So you decide to pick up your bags and journey on. And as you approach that ring of fire, you feel the heat warmer and warmer and hotter as you get closer. And of course, you feel a little apprehension. You know that this isn't going to be comfortable. But nonetheless, you choose to be brave for just a few moments. And you begin to step through the ring of fire. Now, as you walk through that ring of fire, you do feel that burst of discomfort. But quickly, you're on the other side. And along with the relief, you feel something else. You feel light again. You realize that that fire caused all of your baggage, your bags, your duffels, to just burn and turn to ash. And now as you proceed, you once again feel light. And as you walk down the road, you feel a lightness in your step, a buoyancy. So much so that your steps feel lighter and lighter until it feels as though your feet are barely contacting the road as you walk. As a matter of fact, it's almost as though gravity has ceased to press down on you, and you're almost bouncing lightly down the road, and your steps get lighter and lighter and longer and bigger. And you actually begin to float between each of the steps until, in fairly short order, your feet are no longer touching the earth at all. And you begin to float above your road. And as you float higher and higher, your perspective actually changes. As you float higher and higher, you see the scenery on your road from a new perspective, and you see things that you never saw before. And as you float higher and higher, and you look upon this journey from a new perspective, you see options, little pathways. Your road was not just one long continuous stretch, but rather there were smaller roads and smaller pathways extending out. This, of course, is very interesting to you. You realize that your perspective of one road and one path was never correct to begin with. There are always many, many paths and choices, and you continue to rise higher and higher, curiously viewing this new series of roadways beneath you. And as you rise higher and higher, and the view of your path becomes smaller and smaller, things become blurry. And you realize that you have floated so high that you have actually floated into a cloud. And for a moment, you feel the cool mist around you. And your perspective is foggy. You can barely see your own hand extended in front of you. But you can feel that you're continuing to rise. And suddenly, you burst through the top of the cloud. There's a flash of light, and suddenly, all around you is the clearest and bluest sky that you've ever seen. As far as you look, there's nothing there but clear, crystal blue sky. as you float, observing, your body feels light, but so does your mind. And then you begin to feel weight coming back into your body. And you can feel yourself begin to descend through the cloud. And then passing through out the other end, you can see the earth below you. And slowly you lower, feeling yourself becoming heavier and heavier. And as you see the vista of your road beneath you, you become aware of a couple of things that you didn't notice before. As you're lowering and your road comes into clear view, you realize that your road, with all of its pathways, smaller roads, larger roads, is not alone. Next to it, on either side, are more roads. These clearly belong to other people. And they too have pathways and smaller roads. And the interesting thing is in many places, these intersect with yours. And as your perspective grows, you see that there's not just additional roads on either side of you, but they extend out from yours, forming a web that covers the entire earth. And as you float lower and lower toward the earth, your own road becomes a little more clear. And as you study your road now, more aware of the different pathways and choices that there are, you notice that sure enough, along your road, there are bags dotting the sides. But now you know that those bags aren't all meant for you. You only need to pick up the ones that you choose. Now, as you get much, much closer, you notice that there's a part of your road, a little area, a section or an intersection that looks interesting to you. And you decide, you know, I think I'll land there right now. And with the precision of a skydiver, coming back to the earth, you direct yourself to land exactly where you think you need to be right now. And you feel your feet hit the earth, and you feel the weight coming back into your body. But you also feel a little bit lighter, not just in the body, but also in your mind. Your journey has allowed you not just to release some of the bags that you no longer need to carry, but also some of the thoughts and impressions as well. And you begin to walk again along this new path, once again, feeling light and interested and motivated. Now, begin to make your breath a little bit deeper. Bring some movement into the fingers. Lower your chin toward your chest and open your eyes.